This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we learn the history of the Spinard Windmill in Anchorage. Mike Gordon is the owner of Chilkoot Charlie's and the windmill housed in the bar's parking lot. He's had it for about 30 years, but it was originally built in the early 60s by Byron Gillum, an Anchorage businessman. It passed through several different owners before Mike Gordon's reputation helped him land it.
Why don't you go talk to Mike Gordon? He'll buy anything. Which is not exactly true, but it's got a ring of truth to it because I had just, not too long before that, bought a two-headed pig for the club.
A live two-headed pig?
No, it's not alive. It's still resting behind the bar in its formaldehyde jar. I bought it from some character who set up a booth at the state fair with it.
Today, the Chilkoot Charlie's windmill is a staple of Spinard. Gordon promotes events like the Saturday Farmers Market and the Thursday Food Truck Carnival as under the windmill. But he says the windmill could be returning to the family that originally built it. Byron Gillum's son, Bob, recently approached Gordon about selling it.
He's willing to pay reasonable expenses to break it down and fly it out there to Lake Clark to put it on their property just as a family relic.
But instead of selling it, Gordon wants Gillum to build an exact replica of the windmill in its place.
I'd love to have the Gillum family have it. It's okay with me, but I'm not going to take it out of Spinard unless there's another one.
Gordon is fond of his windmill, but he says getting a new one would mean all parties involved win. The current one has problems. The lights are constantly needing to be replaced, and the fan's motor is burnt out.
It's a fleeting magical moment when it all works together. I can't remember very many times. I count them on both hands, probably.
There are other issues, too.
One of the problems we had with the windmill right off the bat was that we hadn't figured on people wanting to climb it. We should have. Can't be prepared for everything, especially in Spinard.
Out in the parking lot, Gordon shows me some of the improvements he's made to keep the climbers, who he calls the loons, off his windmill.
Concertina wire and barbed wire, because some of the loons are pretty dedicated.
Gordon says now the worst the loons do is throw rocks at the windmill's lights, which is why they need to be replaced so often. But he says there was a time when the structure had bigger problems, mostly when it was first built by Byron Gillum. Back then, some Anchorage residents convinced the city council to pass an ordinance to tear down the windmill, claiming it was basically a fancy billboard.
Because back then, as now, some people don't like flashy advertising. And so they got this ordinance passed, and they went to Gillum and presented it to him, and he said, "It's not a sign. It's a light. Screw off."
Gordon says thankfully he hasn't had to deal with any real threats to the windmill under his watch, and that's one of the many reasons he wants to keep it there, regardless if it's this one or a new one.
I don't think the windmill has any enemies, other than people throw rocks at it, but I don't think they throw rocks at it because they don't like it. I think they throw rocks at it because they're stupid.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.